Shalom to all. Today we're on Mizrach Chulin Perek Vav Mishadal Mishnehei, and today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Asabas Rachel Shishi B'zachir Find Ruzivik Hagon Bikarav Mamish. And we're discussing Kisui Adam. The Mishnah says Shachat Me'achais Makam Echad. He shechted 100 wild animals in one area, 100 deer, for example. Kisui Echad LeKulon. Just one Kisui Adam for all of them is sufficient. Also Me'ayfus Makam Echad, 100 birds, 100 chickens, let's say, in one place. Kisui Echad LeKulon. Just one Kisui Adam for all of them. That's sufficient. Now Chayv Ayf Makam Echad. Let's say he shechted a Chayon in the same place. Kisui Echad LeKulon, there also just requires one kisui. It doesn't require two separate coverings because one's a chay and one's a oif. However, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, Shachar chaya yichasena. If he shechs a chaya, he should cover the blood, ve'achar kach yishchad es ha'if, and only then shech the bird. Now another din, Shachar v'loi kisa, let's say he shechted, he didn't do kisui adam, v'ro achir, and someone else saw that, chay v'chazois, he has to do kisui adam. The chiv of kisui adam is not just on the shechet, but another person could pretend that nothing exists and he doesn't have to do kisui adam. The chiv is for the blood to be covered. So the shechet didn't do it. You, fellow who are watching, you should do kisei adam. Another din, kisovin is gala. Let's say it was covered and then it got revealed. Let's say the wind uncovered the blood. Potter melchasois, he doesn't have to do kisei adam because he already did. He covered the blood properly and then the wind blew it away. No problem, he doesn't have to redo it. However, kiso haruach, let's say the wind covered the blood. Maybe the wind blew something on top of it. So over here, chayv lechasois, he does have to do kisui because he didn't fulfill kisei adam, so he has to do so. Moving on to Mishnah Hay, dumshin isar of b'mayim. Let's say we have blood from a chay or oif that got mixed with water. Does it still require kisui adam? So here's the answer. Yesh b'mayir is dam. If it still looks like blood, chayv l'chasos, he has to do kisui. Similarly, nisarv b'yayin, let's say the blood got mixed with wine, and so obviously it's still going to look like blood because wine is red and blood is red. It's a different type of red, but it's still going to look like blood. What do we do? Roy noisa ki'ilu humayim. We view the wine as if it was water, and we say, look, if this wine was water and it got mixed in with this amount of blood, would it still look like blood? If yes, so then it requires kisui. Another din, nisar b'dam ha-behema b'dam ha-chaya. Let's say the blood of this chay or oif that was shechted, that needs kisui, got mixed with the dam of a behema, which doesn't need kisui, or with the dam of another chaya that doesn't need kisui, because let's say that other chaya had a cut and was bleeding. And so obviously that blood doesn't require kisui, so blood that does require kisui got mixed with blood that doesn't require kisui. What do we do here? We view that other blood as if it was water, and if in that situation the blood would still require kisui, so this requires kisui. This says that no, ain't dam vatal dam. Blood can't be mvatal blood, and therefore, no matter what, the blood that was here that got mixed in with the other blood is still chayv in kisui. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's mission of Vav and Zayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.